At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and this is episode F207. This is the freaky episode. This episode is so freaky. The freakiest. I think I want to tip this up a little bit. Okay, well, let's just get into the words. The first word is not a freaky word. It is frazzle. F-R-A-Z-Z-L-E. First form. Verb from circa 1825. Number one, the synonym is the word fray, the third form of the word fray, which was just in the previous episode, which was wearing away of a thing. I guess frazzling, you're frazzling your cloth, to create edges, worn away edges or something. Sure. Let's see. Does this shirt have any frazzles? Has it been frazzled? No, I don't see any frazzles on this shirt. Okay. Now, number 2A, to put in a state of extreme physical or nervous fatigue. I've been working for 20 hours today. I am so frazzled. If I pull my hair, that will make me seem more frazzled. I had a coworker who, on, you could tell how stressed he was by looking at his hair. His perfect meter for what his frazzle level was. Because he would, you know, start to like pull at it and play with it as the day went on, and he got more and more stressed. It was pretty funny. He was always very good-natured and funny. Always very positive, and so we all had some good fun laughing at his hair. Okay, yeah. Put in a state. I'm going to frazzle you. Oh, I don't want to frazzle anybody. I just don't. Okay, 2B, the synonym is upset, and I did not say that these were all transitive, and now intransitive is to become frazzled. I have been frazzled. You frazzled me with your frazzleness. Frazzle-dazzle. It's just a fun word to say, I think. Okay, this is an alternative of the English dialect word fazzle or fazzle. Do I have to go back and remind myself about this word? What is this word? F-A-Z-L-E, I think, is that what it was? That means to tangle or fray, and I don't specifically remember discussing that word, but we got, you know, it's been a long time since I was in the F-A section. Wowie zowie. Let's see, is it in here at all? There's phase, but no phazzle or fazzle. Which, to tangle or fray? Oh, I got tangled. Oh, my edges, my emotional, mental edges are frayed, and they got all tangled up, and so I am in a state of frazzleness, which I assume is a word, but we won't know until we go to our next word. Ooh, but I gotta come up with a sound effect. What sort of sound effect would be good for this episode? I mean, I could do a frazzle thing, but I kind of did. Didn't I do that recently? Something. That's fine. Let's just do, Now we have the second form of frazzle. Noun from 1865. Number one, the state of being frazzled. Number two, a condition of fatigue or nervous exhaustion, as in worn to a frazzle. I have been worn to a frazzle. You wore me out with all that work you're making me do, or all that work I'm making me do myself. I'm making myself do all this work. I'm frazzled. Oh, I need a vacation from a vacation. Sometimes you get frazzled from your own vacation. I'm leaving town for work tomorrow night, and it's been a little bit of a week between getting ready for the work trip, the work that has to be done, the packing that has to be done, the laundry, trying to get some things done before that are unrelated to all of that. So I'm yesterday I was feeling a little frazzled. I was here in this office for over 12 hours, I think, pretty much. It was a long day, a lot of stuff. I recorded with Dave and Ethan, which just aired a few episodes ago, and we had a grand old time. But now I have to edit it. It's weird because you're listening to this or watching this, and it has happened. That episode has aired, but I just recorded it, and I still have to edit it and then get it out to you. Time is funny. Ah! Now we have FRB, all caps. Abbreviation for Federal Reserve Board. That's it. Okay, now we get into a much more interesting, fascinating, and sometimes disrespectful section. Ah! It's the word freak. F-R-E-A-K, first form, noun from 1563. Number 1A. Sudden and odd or seemingly pointless idea. Oh, it is a sudden. That makes much more sense. A sudden and odd or seemingly pointless idea or turn of the mind. Okay, this is old. Obviously, this is an old, old usage of this word. A sudden and odd or seemingly pointless idea or turn of the mind. So is this saying that if you have something pop into your mind, an idea pops into your mind, but it's comes out of nowhere, it's odd, it's weird, it seems pointless, and that's called a freak? Because this is the noun. Oh, I just had a freak. A freak just popped into my mind. Okay, this is fascinating. I've never heard of this before because, of course, this one's probably from the 1500s and we just don't use it that way anymore. But, oh, I want to start saying I got a freak just popped into my mind. Whoa, what about this idea? Oh, hey, what if I read the dictionary and record myself and put it out there for the public to listen to and watch? What a freak! 1B. A seemingly capricious action or event. Okay. A seemingly capricious action or event. That thing happened. It was capricious. It's a freak. I can't remember what capricious means. Number two. Now, this is interesting because number two says it's archaic. And it has, more than four sub-definitions. But 1A and 1B did not say anything about archaic or obsolete. And I have never heard people use freak in that way. But now we get into the archaic ones. And there's so many. Okay, it is. Number two is a whimsical quality or disposition. Oh, I'm sorry. It's number three that has all the sub-definitions. It was way there at the end of the line, so I didn't see the number three. So number two is archaic, a whimsical quality or disposition. Whimsical is not probably how most of us think of the word freak these days. Depends on the context, I guess. But I do like that word in relation to freak. A quality. Oh, you have such a whimsical quality or disposition. I shall call you a freak. Hee. Number three. Okay, this is not archaic. This is one that is markedly unusual or abnormal, as, here we go, we're getting into it, 3A, a person or animal having a physical oddity and appearing in a circus sideshow. It's not a sideshow, it's a sideshow. And yes, this is what people have been called for so many years who look different, act different than the quote-unquote normies. I have always loved these quote-unquote freaks. I have always been fascinated by just things that are different. I love them so. There is that movie, was it Todd Browning movie from like the 20s or 30s? And was it just called Freaks? And it is all real circus performers, people who are living the circus life, who are different. There is a man with no arms and no legs. I think they call him the Worm or something like that. And there is this amazing scene, this classic, famous, amazing scene where he rolls a cigarette with his mouth and then lights it and smokes it. Dude's got no arms and no legs. It's mind-blowing. These people are amazing. What they have to overcome physically and emotionally most of the time is astounding. I think they are probably some of the strongest people out there if they have overcome what they have had to overcome. I used to get the Guinness Book World Records when I was a kid. And at that time, the books were short. They were small. They were 8 inches tall, maybe, and very thick. And they had a handful of pictures. They weren't like the big books now. And the human section was always my favorite. The tallest man in the world, Robert Wadlow, he was almost 9 feet tall. Of course, there's those big twins riding on their motorcycles, the longest nails. The list goes on of these people who are just different. And, you know, these are the natural things that are different that I find much more interesting than like, oh, how many balloons can you pop? Whatever. People are just making up stuff, but those freaky, freaky humans I love. Do some of them love the word freak? Maybe some do, and I'm sure a lot don't. It's funny that some of the people are like, this person has a lot of tattoos. Wow. Whoa. I'll give you my quarter to look at that person in behind the curtain. Whoa, they got so many tattoos. That was a human-made thing. And now so many people have so many tattoos. It's not a crazy weird thing anymore. Oh, okay. Sideshow circus freaks. Not a great word. That's it was not used nicely. In fact, our next one, 3B, specifically says slang. Oh, 3B1, in fact, and it is a sexual deviant. You are deviating from the normal sexual things, so people slangily call you a freak. You can slangily call me a freak. this is just, I don't approve of people just being mean, saying mean things. People walking down the street. In fact, I wonder if we'll get to any of these things. Somebody who dresses differently, has dyed hair, has tattoos, has wearing funky clothes, and people say, look at you, freak. You're such a freak. I'm like, I'm probably nicer than you. I am not the type of person who's doing those things. I have thought about it, but it doesn't really fit me. But they are some of my favorite people. Because they're much cooler. They really are much cooler. Okay, now we have 3B2, similar to a sexual deviant. What is this freak? It is a person who uses an illicit drug.
Who? Oh, my stars. You're using an illicit drug. What a freak. Blah. Get away from me, you illicit drug user, sexual deviant, sideshow person.
Number 3C. The synonym is hippie. Oh, what you long-haired freak hippies walking around with your hair down to your shoulders. Oh, boy, you're super scary. Spreading love and flowers. 3D. 3D. Rawr. 3D. An atypical postage stamp. usually caused by a unique defect in paper, as a unique event or a unique event in the manufacturing process that does not produce a constant or systematic effect. It's a freak! The example of a defect in the paper would be a crease. There is a crease in the paper. And then, what was the other thing? In the manufacturing process, an example of that might be a speck of dirt on the plate. Now, we are specifically talking about postage stamps that are called freaks. Let's see, anything unique defect in paper, unique event in the manufacturing, does not produce a constant. So it happens to a handful of stamps, maybe one sheet, maybe 100 sheets, but it's not all of them. But also, there's coins. Coins can become freaks. I don't know if people call them freaks. There's a...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A shift in the pressing, it gets like a double press or something. Things get shifted over. It's very weird. Books, I have had books where there's like a page got folded over, and then when it gets cut, it's all weird and funky. And I don't think this book has any, I don't think this is a freaky book. I mean, it's a freaky book, but it's not a freaky book. Paper money probably has had some weird freaky things happen. But specifically, the stamps are called freaks. Oh, that freaky freak. What was the upside down plane? That one was probably that's a famous freak. Okay, 4A. Is that where we're at? Yes. An ardent enthusiast. You are so enthusiastic about a thing. Oh my gosh, I love these. You word nerds. You might be freak word nerd freaks. The example is film freaks. I think I would be called a little bit of a film freak. That's what Sharon and I do a lot. We enjoy the movies. We go to as many movies as we can. We watch them as many as we can. And so we are not film scholars. We are not the smartest when it comes to films, but we really enjoy them, and we would like to make them. We are making one, but we would like to make more afterwards, unless the process destroys us. 4B, a person who is obsessed with something, as in a control freak. I have had my moments of being a control freak. By the way, I got to turn this up a little bit. I turned it down because I was talking so loudly to the guys yesterday. A control freak. I remember my mom joking at me about how when we went to Disney World when I was 7 years old, I was a little bit of a control freak. I was telling everybody where to go and where to stand and what roller coaster car to be in and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I guess I just have that in me. I'm just a little bit of a control freak. I'm a little bit of a control freak. I'm trying to minimize my freakiness, but also emphasize my other freakiness. Freakiness. We haven't gotten to that word yet. Okay. Wouldn't you know it? The origin of this word is unknown. Nobody knows where the word freak came from. I find that hard to believe. Yeah, that's sad. Very sad. The second form of freak is an adjective from circa 1887, having the character of a freak, as in a freak accident. Whoa, that accident was a freak accident. The movies, Final Destination, all of those Final Destination movies are freaky, freaky accidents. That is my favorite part of those movies, is probably most people's favorite part of those movies, is how complicated they have come up with, how complicated the deaths are. The writers have gotten so clever at coming up with ridiculous freaky accidents, and they draw it out, and they're like, oh, they make you think that this thing is going to happen, and then it happens in a totally different way than you think. All right, the character of a freak, it's an accident. That freak should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Rawr! The third form of freak is a verb from 1964. Let's see. Is this... Yes, we are starting with transitive. Number one, to make greatly distressed, astonished, or discomposed. And this is often used with the word out, as in the news. Freaked them out. I'm freaking out, man. I used too many illicit drugs, and I'm a hippie, and I had sex, and it was different than the normal sex, and I'm freaking out. Ah! And I have claws for hands. All right. Freak. What freaks me out? I don't know. I'm sure something has freaked me out. If there was a time that you got really freaked out by something, can you please send me an email, send me a voicemail, whatever it is. There are some movies, I guess, that kind of freak me out a little bit. Like, ooh, that was scary. That was realistically scary. That could actually happen. That freaked me out. The Strangers, when I saw that, didn't like that at all. That freaked me out. The movie The Ring, this was early on when I was getting into horror movies. I did not want to get into horror movies, but I did. And The Ring freaked me out. I had to sit there for a few extra minutes in the theater as everybody was leaving because I was a little freaked out. Number two. To put under the influence of a psychedelic drug. You're putting somebody else under the influence of the psychedelic drug, I guess. This is also often used with the word out. Freak out! Isn't there a song? Freak out! Freaky-dicky out! But so you are freaking out somebody else when you put them on a psychedelic drug? I don't think you should be doing this. I think people need to have their own agency and put themselves on a psychedelic drug if they so choose. But you shouldn't be doing this to other people. Are we talking about the American government and or military that was doing these LSD tests and putting people into these freak-out situations? Maybe. Intransitive. Number one, to withdraw from reality, especially by taking drugs. This is often used with the word out. Let's go have a freak out, everybody. Let's take some illicit drugs, some psychedelic ones, in fact, to hallucinate some things, to check out, what's that phrase? Pop out, pop in? Nope. Oh boy, what's that phrase that guy said? Was it Timothy O'Leary? Is that his name? What was the LSD phrase? That's not gonna... drop in, drop out. Was that it? Tune in. Here we go. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Oh, I was just... that was right there on the edge of that phrase. And that... what was it? Was it him? Yes, Timothy Leary, not O'Leary. Karen O'Leary is my past and future guest. In fact, I gotta schedule that with her. Okay, we're having a little bit of a freak out, everybody. Number two for the verb freak, intransitive. To experience nightmarish hallucinations as a result of taking drugs. And this is often used with the word out. Yes, that would definitely cause me to have a freak out. If I have nightmarish hallucinations, I don't want to see those things. Why are there spiders crawling down the walls? That would be a freak out. I have heard that they are not all like that. There are good trips and bad trips. I honestly can't really say from personal experience, so I don't know. But I don't want that kind of freak out. Number 3A, to behave irrationally or unconventionally under the influence of drugs. Can you see a pattern with this freak verb form? This third form of freak is all about drugs. Drugs and drugs, and they're all often used with the word out, just like 3A. Okay, now 3B. This is the last one of this group. Let's see what it has to say. To react with extreme or irrational distress or discomposure. It is often used with the word out, but it didn't say anything about drugs. So I guess that's a step in the right direction. You can have a freak out. You can react with extreme or irrational distress or discomposure. Oh my gosh, I'm reacting with extreme discomposure. You might call that a freak out. Freaked is an adjective. Freaked out, I mean, it's right there. Freaked out with a hyphen, that is an adjective. And I think we need to do a little looky-loo for movies with the word freak. Well, there's a movie called Control Freak. Because I know there's Freaked. Yes, there is Freaked from 1993, which I feel like people have been talking about this recently. It's made by one of the Bill and Ted guys. Let's be proper and give his actual name. Alex Winter. He's one of the directors and writers, and he is in it, I believe. And I have been very curious about this movie for a long time because it has a lot of special makeup effects. There might be some actual circus performers in there. I'm not sure. But I'm very curious to know about it. Yeah, I should watch it at some point. Brooke Shields is in it. Oh yeah, we got a good cast here. So what else? Are there any other freaky movies? I mean, there's Freaky Friday, and there's now coming Freakier Friday, and various versions of that. There is Freaky, right? Is that horror comedy movie? Freaky. There's a lot of Freaky Fridays. Yeah, I think Freaky was the one that was a Freaky Friday situation with a high school girl and a serial killer, and it was quite enjoyable. Okay, enough movie talk. We don't need to talk about movies all day. We need now to move on to the fourth form of freak. It's the last form, but it's not the last word in this episode. This is a transitive verb. All right, this one's going to be a little bit different. It's a transitive verb from 1637. This is to streak, especially with color. Streaking something with color. Okay, the example is silver and mother of pearl freaking the intense azure. This is a use of this word that I was not aware of. That was a quote from Robert Bridges. Now, it says that Robert Bridges died in 1930, and I don't understand why they put that in there. What was the point of putting Robert Bridges' death year in here? Was it because it's relatively recent? It was in the 20th century? I don't think I've seen any death years in a quote from somebody. Okay. Maybe Robert Bridges was the only one who ever used this word in this way. Maybe he meant to use the word streak, but he used freak instead. Maybe his finger mistyped on his keyboard before 1930. Could have been a typewriter, I guess. Silver and mother of pearl freaking the intense azure. Okay. Well, this is perhaps from or akin to the word freckle, which is coming up just a little bit. Freckle. So maybe it's like a freckling, a spotting, a dotting of the silver and mother of pearl. Sure, why not? Okay, I don't know. Okay, but now we must go. Arrgh! We have the word freaking with an ing, adjective or adverb. From 1928, the synonym is the word damned. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Freaking if you do, freaking if you don't. Nope, that's the wrong context, I think. This is used as an intensive, like, oh, look at all them freaking kids out there acting like freaks with their hair dyed red. Oh, those freaking kids. This word is from... well, it's a euphemism for frigging or fucking. Either one, I would say that frigging and freaking are both euphemisms for the word fucking specifically. Because, you know, that's the one that when you're in a situation where you shouldn't be using a bad word, or you don't want to, or some other people don't want you to, then you will replace it. Like maybe you are talking with some children and you say, well, maybe I shouldn't use the word fucking here. Maybe I'll use those freaking kids, because they understand that concept, right? These kids today, they're too smart for us. All right. Yeah, freaking. I mean, it's a fun word to put in there instead of the more harsh word fucking. If you want to use that word, you can. Or you can say frigging or freaking. I like to bounce around. I like to play with my swear words. I like to use swear words, but I like to bring in some other words that are similar but more fun and silly, because it's just fun to have fun with words. Having fun with words, that's what this podcast is all about. All right, next is freakish, adjective from 1653. Number one, the synonyms are whimsical and capricious. Oh, I'm feeling a little freakish today. Maybe a little whimsical and capricious. I'm just dancing around in my jester's hat, being freakish. Number two, markedly strange or abnormal, as in freakish appearance. Yes, I mean, that is all accurate, but I just don't know how often people are using the word freakish. It does not say that the synonym is freaky, which I think is much more commonly used, and I think that the word freaky should be in here, especially for this number two, markedly strange or abnormal. Freakish appearance, freaky appearance. People are saying freaky more than they're saying freakish, I think. Freakishly is an adverb, and freakishness is a noun. And I will say it again, if you are markedly strange or abnormal, or what is that quote that she says in Beetlejuice? I myself am strange and unusual. She was very freakish. You are some of my favorite people. Definitely. Okay, moving on to the next one, which is freak of nature. Three words from 1879. The definition is just the 3A definition for the word freak, which was a person or animal having a physical oddity and appearing in a circus sideshow. Freak of nature. Yes, I mean, they definitely would use that term. I don't think that the person with lots and lots of tattoos is a freak of nature, because it was not a natural thing that just grew on them. No, they had somebody poke them with lots and lots of needles many, many times. The freaks of nature, if we're going to use this term, are the people who are physically different from the quote-unquote normal people, because they're taller, they're bigger, they're shorter, they're smaller, they're skinnier. They have some interesting deformities, which I've always found this fascinating. And I've said that before, so I don't need to go on and on about freaks of nature. David Lynch's The Elephant Man, he was kind of the ultimate freak of nature. Terribly sad movie. Sad story of the Elephant Man in general, but wow, what a life to live. I mean, I talked about this when I watched that movie not that long ago, but boy, to be born with something with all of those growths all over your body, the hand that you're dealt is incredible. Gotta move on to freak out, two words with a hyphen. We already talked about this, but we have its own entry. Noun from 1966. Number one, an act or instance of freaking out. Number two, this one's interesting. It is a gathering of hippies. All those hippies, they're gathering again. You got to watch out for that freak out of hippies. You got a murder of crows, a gaggle of geese, a pride of lions wearing rainbow, and you got a freak out of hippies. I would like to go hang out with the freak out of hippies. They're all freaking out. Arrgh! Next is freak show, two words, noun from 1887. An exhibition, as a sideshow, featuring freaks of nature. And wow, we're just throwing this word all over the place. I feel like it would have been a good idea to get somebody who has some sort of physical deformity, I guess, who has dealt with this very personally. Maybe I will reach out to see if I could get somebody to, you know, send me a video or something to throw in here. I think that would be great if I could. But yes, the freak show, back in the day especially, everybody wanted to go to the freak show. They would give their nickel to see something weird, something crazy, something that you can only see at a circus or a carnival. Pretty amazing stuff before we had photos and the internet to spread all of that stuff around. All right, now we got to go to freaky, freak with a Y, adjective from 1824. The synonym is freakish. Yep, just like I said before, same word, freaky definitely gets used more. Freakiness is a noun. And now we shall end this episode with a couple of, well, one not freaky word. Ah, two forms of it. It's the word freckle. First form, noun from the 14th century. Any of the small brownish spots in the skin due to augmented melanin production that increase in number and intensity on exposure to sunlight. Freckly is an adjective. Yes, if you are someone who is prone to freckles, has some freckles, when you go out in the sun, they will be heightened. They will become darker. Maybe you will get more of them. I have seen this happen on people. It's pretty amazing. But then there are also people out there who are just covered in freckles all the time. I don't know why. It feels like it tends to be people with extremely pale skin, maybe red hair, maybe they're Irish, and they have a lot of freckles. And I personally think they're beautiful. I think they're fascinating and fantastic. But I know that a lot of people who are born with tons and tons of freckles all over do not care for it. They have probably been bullied or something when they were younger. And so, you know, they have a natural feeling of, I don't like this. But that is not how I feel. I think it's fantastic and beautiful. But it's so interesting. Like, what is the science behind why is it people who are very pale tend to have so many more freckles? Now, obviously, if you are pale and the freckle is dark, you're going to see more of it on pale skin. So that makes sense. So maybe there are people who have some sort of freckle. But has there any been opposite freckles where somebody with dark skin has light freckles? I mean, I know that there's vitiligo, which is a condition of, you know, some parts have no melanin, which is also very beautiful and intriguing to look at, but not probably the most fun for the people who have that. So, I'm fascinated by freckles. Yeah, what is it about somebody who has so much less melanin production and is pale, and then their body creates all of this melanin? I don't know. They're fascinating. All right, I'm sure people are studying freckles. There are probably scientists out there who their whole day job is just studying freckles. They might be a freckler? I don't know. So this word freckle is Middle English, of Scandinavian origin, akin to the Old Norse freknotter. Is that what that says? Freknotter, which means freckled. That person's freckled. So they're freknotter, and that became freckle. I don't think I have any freckles. I have little, you know, little spots like we all do. What do they call beauty marks, moles, whatever. But not so much freckles, I don't think. All right, now we got to move on to the last word. Arrgh! It's the second form of freckle. It's a verb from 1613, starting with transitive. To sprinkle or mark with freckles or small spots. I love the idea of just sprinkling freckles. That's where you, if you have lots of freckles, that's where your freckles came from. Somebody just sprinkled them all over your body. Intransitive says, to become marked with freckles. If you take a marker and you dot all over my body, then I will have become freckled. All right, that is it. That is it. The words today we had, I shall reread them to you. We had frazzle, frazzle, F-R-B, freak, 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 freaking, freakish, freak of nature, freak out, freak show, freaky, freckle, and freckle. And obviously, we had some really interesting concepts here, some good words. Which one would be the word of the episode? You know, there's some good standouts, but I think the one that is really just all-encompassing would be the word freaky. It covers lots and lots of ground. It covers freaking out on drugs. It covers the people who live their life a little bit differently than the normal people, dress in different, showing outwardly maybe who they are in a different way than people are used to, people who have physical differences, people who are deviating from the normal sexual stuff. They're all freaky. In fact, I think everybody is freaky. Everybody is freaky. You just don't always know about it. I'm not singing great. I'm just saying some words. We're all really freaky. We're all really freaky. Sometimes people just keep it a secret, is what I'm saying. I don't know. You know where I'm going. I'm just trying to say some funny stuff. Freaky. I just stop singing. I can't stop singing. I have stopped singing. Anyway, the point is, we're all freaky in some way. Some people let it out. They show the world their freakiness, their freakishness, and a lot of people don't. So just, I feel very strongly that pretty much everybody is freaky in some way. Okay, with that, I have to end the episode because I don't have another movie to tell you about. Next time we talk, I will have a whole bunch of movies because I'm probably going to watch a bunch on my plane rides. All right, that's it for this episode. This has been Spencer being freaky, dispensing information. Until next time, adios.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.